Should be a place to add it, but I think maybe that shouldn't be, you should have to know what that is. That's, this is a bit of HTML goo. I think this should be a vote for add. And I don't know what to do with the HTML goo.
MB.
But this is under, yeah. And this isn't a separate thing, so I would agree that you underline the.
Yes, course it is.
You underline the goo in each case, but not the end.
Yeah.
Right?
Directly stands for lambda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's different. Is this?
Mm-hmm.
High excitation mission banks. I think high excitation should be in because it's just saying.
It's talking about species. That's where it's coming from.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, you don't get that.
Let me up in the velocity.
ESO, I don't think it's an instrument.
ESO isn't an instrument.
Okay.
You're right. We agreed for to keep Hubble?
Mm, yes, keep Hubble. For this, that should be new as well.
Yeah, that's new source stuff, yeah. It's. Yeah, do you think that's part of the name, yeah?
It's a common name. Yes.
I don't know, I have no way of knowing, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was, yeah, I think it was all.
Absorbing systems shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
Absorbing systems. And again.
Yeah. Right.
Needs, I'm talking about column densities. Which is UI property.
Yeah, these are species lines again, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Individual lines.
And line alpha power shouldn't be in there either. No, for some reason I think you just died in this.
I win.
We got bored of it. You're right there.
I forgot to keep track of the overall score, I didn't.
Yeah, it's their pride, yeah, bottle of champagne.
I'd label that one.
Okay.
And again.
That's a separate feature, that's okay.
It is, but is a mission line AGM a separate class from AGM? I don't think it is, I think AGM.
Mission line AGM.
You wouldn't.
You can get AGM without mission lines.
But I don't think you particularly classes them as a separate source.
Separate source class. I think in Phil's paper he does, doesn't he? The paper I pointed you to a few weeks ago, last week?
Hmm, I don't need.
I didn't know what he meant, but yes, I've seen people talk about them as separate classes. But I don't really know what that means.
I guess there is a difference between an AGM and a mission line and one without, especially if it's very effective.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm happy with that, as long as that's correct as well.
Yeah.
Which it is. Oh, galactic stars. I think you're right again there.
Okay. Yeah.
G dwarf.
G dwarfs are things, aren't they?
Because you don't think that's right one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Well, there's one of them out over here, I think.
Right.
My son, it's a G dwarf.
There you go.
I saw it yesterday. Yeah.
Absorption Bioline and alpha forest.
But you're saying land mass forest systems again, so you're right there.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the limit is you gain, yeah, I just took it.
Yeah. Maybe a land quasar again. Initial models definitely not. Why is it so sealed?
No, we had a debate about this before. And I can't remember why I decided to mark associated. What does
Yeah.
it mean?
It means it's associated with some physical thing, but it doesn't have anything to do with the spectral features, I don't think. Is it?
What is associated absorption? Doesn't say
Well, it's
associated
a process though, isn't
absorption.
it? Isn't it a process?
I don't know. I've got no idea what it means.
I'm happy to say N2, absorption is a spectral feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But associated means it's associated to
Yeah.
some physical thing.
Yeah.
So
right,
I'm
okay,
happy
so
to
that
say
means
N2.
yeah.
Those are
Mechanisms.
So they don't count. Yes, I just missed it.
That's it. We should have put into 9 features, shouldn't we?
Yeah, we should do.
But we're not supposed to mark things we've done differently, so.
Yeah, we did that the same. But it's different from what we've been doing.
We just talked about
Well, I think
underlining features.
You can actually mark it if it isn't altering what's in the manual. And it's only altering
Yeah.
earlier rules.
Yeah, and it's not in the manual, is it?
It doesn't say in the manual about features or not, but we when we saw ones previously we marked features.
Yeah,
yeah.
Then do, I think.
Extend.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only problem is if we've both been not marking it.
Yeah.
We might get those instances in the text where it's not marked.
Yeah.
Well, within the sentence that you're currently looking at, feel free to correct it that way that you like. It's not only about resolution, it's about like coming up with a corrective version.
Right,
okay.
Right.
You've seen the other one, the quasar, right? The
yes.
Right.
And it's exactly the same as last one. And the systems.
Is it kind of a regular box?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you doing then, sir?
Probably field has been marked. And
Yes.
absorption
It's
can be marked.
Not, yeah. Fine.
I don't think able class is different from cluster. Enable class is
Yeah, that's actually marked explicitly in here not to have able clusters.
Yes, right.
So, yeah.
Soft access, that definitely gets to go in. That's not a component.
No,
yeah.
I'm not arguing.
Yeah, soft
access. I agree.
Yeah, you kind of blow
yes,
the soft access.
You're right, because it's an initial confirmation.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
X-ray BLX and radio BLX, I think, because BL within should be
Yeah, I agree. So.
No?
No,
for the
team. No.
Luminosity.
I think that's just a species again.
Yeah,
that's
fine. I can agree with taking that out.
Intermediate is a region.
The so called.
It shouldn't be high density, right?
Yeah, I don't think it should.
Because
should.
'Cause it's
But we talk about the board language,
yeah.
and we're not supposed to highlight it.
Yeah.
And so saying it's just, it's not really.
Yeah.
It's badly written.
It's so crazy.
And for red guns, 'cause we said not to mark things based solely on. So it's just defined only by wavelength, so we can't include infrared galaxies, just galaxies.
And.
Stars count?
Yes, they do, surely. Oh, yes, assuming you're talking about starburst galaxies rather than starburst within a galaxy. But they are just starburst galaxies.
Yes, yes, they are.
And these galaxies. Continuum or continuum flux? It's another one of those that doesn't really.
Doesn't difference.
Really matter. I'd say continuum flux, but obviously.
Let's put that out there, in most of these cases, we put flux in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's in this feature.
Word nine.
No, I'm happy to take that out.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Oh.
The lack of forward line polarization. Forward line polarization, is that a spectral feature? I think you'd want the whole thing to some extent.
You can't.
You can't get just from a spectrum.
Point to it.
But you can if you've got a spectrum that's split by.
Yeah.
Polarized light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would actually leave it, I would only use it under s- broadly line in it, I mean, I think that's probably how they're doing it on.
Polarization, yes, okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what was marked here. Have you got the bottom of this page?
No.
No, we're missing weak line. I don't, so they're saying weak line radio galaxies are a separate class of radio galaxies?
No, I said that weak line was, because the modifier should be included, but it should. Even though weak line radio galaxies, this should be underlined, this should be.
Okay, yeah.
Well, actually, sorry, I think this cut up page continues in the next.
Oh, right, okay, so are we the same on the bottom?
Sorry. Yeah, characterized by unusually.
Right.
Okay, so the question is, oh.
No, is it?
Oh, no, it's.
Yeah, no, you've got line.
Difference only weak line.
Oh, the line, that's fine.
Sorry.
Line comes out and should come out as well.
And should come out.
Oh, yeah, there's a line there, that's fine.
So. But I think weak line should be in.
And an and.
Okay.
In the same way as your forward line would be in.
Yeah, that's okay.
Right.
Galactic black hole candidates.
I think it's made that up.
And gives it acronym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not us, that's not.
Yeah, I haven't got the space.
Fine, yeah. You've got initial line relations, that's fine. Infrared galaxies.
Yeah.
Right again?
Oh, no, it's not right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Line emitting gas, I don't like, yeah.
Fine, infrared galaxies, we can't have. Okay.
Inhibition feature. Which we're including now.
Yeah, that's okay. Depth line and amplitude trust the same, right, yeah, emission feature.
Mm-hmm. Star forming galaxies.
Yeah, that can't be in.
No, it can't. Star forming galaxies should be in.
Yes.
That's what you did earlier anyway, I think.
Yes, that should be in.
Photogalactic top.
No, it's not, it's not.
That is not a source title.
That could be quite easy, that one. It's a lump, something, inhibition feature again.
Yeah.
Down that.
Absorption.
That should be, because it's not an absorber, it's absorption.
No, but it says it covers something differently, small angular size, it's a physical thing.
That's a process.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a process, source.
Yeah.
Features.
Yeah. Feature again.
It's feature.
Yeah, okay.
Is it actually a special feature?
No.
Gonna plan out for that again.
Yeah, you don't get that.
Yeah.
Those are regions, squabs.
Yeah.
Living.
That's just the same.
Yeah.
Now I'm actually.
Yeah.
X-ray VLX.
Yeah, okay.
Intermediate types.
Yeah, we put in type and take and type and
Did
now.
We end? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, you got it then.
That doesn't feel Right,
Oh,
it's
okay.
like unlike systems.
And we don't have that one. And we don't have that one.
So yeah, that's okay.
Well, hang on then. Wasn't there one just a minute ago which had a line?
Yes, we are taking that line on its own.
Right.
So yes.
But you just
Yep.
Every time
keeping lines there.
Yes.
So
What line?
In general, every time it's been line. What's the line? Okay, it's line
width,
but it's still where it's actually lines. If we have any where it says
line
line
ratio. We've been taking out line as a word that relates to other words.
Adjective.
My head is going,
yeah.
Yeah. But
right.
Lines are still lines.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Right, I agree that that can go out because that's a filling thing. Absorption features in the UV spectrum.
Or in the UV. I don't expect we should be there. But if it's a wavelength or a wavefront group, then yeah.
Okay.
It's
yeah. Likely one spectrum in the UV, which you can see absorption features in.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm right. And here I think I'm right again.
Line centre you can point to. Not like line width, but you can put two lines in.
Yeah.
In fact, the whole thing should be like I think.
Line centre.
You can point to the
yeah,
line wings.
You'd say line wings. Alright, you get it. Right, you win. Eclipsing, I like
yeah.
That should be in there. Yeah, they're right there.
You're right, starburst. Oh, starburst like activity. That's everything, that's a class. It's an action.
Yeah, but then the AGN like activity.
Yeah.
But
that has to go
it's
as well.
An agent is a class.
A
starburst
is a type of galaxy, but it's also something that can happen within a galaxy.
As
an
AGN.
But an AGN is an object. A starburst, you can't say.
But we're counting starbursts.
Starburst
galaxies.
There's a tiny starburst if it means galaxy. If this means starburst galaxy like activity, that's fair.
No, but the starburst galaxy is only a galaxy which has a starburst in it. Like an AG. An active galaxy is just a galaxy with an AGN in it.
But starburst refers to.
Well, from the linguistic side, if you mark starburst before and if you feel that starbursts are like objects, then I think it should stay in the space,
mm-hmm.
even though it's modified by activity or it's modifying activity.
Okay,
let's
keep
it. I think they either have to both stay
yeah.
or both go, and
mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
think they should stay.
Yeah, I think it was maybe it was star forming.
Yeah. Star formation we weren't putting in.
Yes, that's right. Okay, we've just got this split up.
H.
You write it too.
Oh,
it's a wavelength region.
It's a wavelength region.
But you're saying between that line and that
yeah.
line.
Yeah. Okay. I write here.
You are, yes.
Languages.
Okay.
Infrared galaxies. This time
but
you
galaxies should be in.
But galaxies should be in.
Mm-hmm.
So we do like that. Right.
Hold on.
Oh, the other thing. Sorry. Absorption and systems. Hubble. And Hubble. And galaxy.
Yeah.
Oh,
galaxy
is a galaxy distribution.
It's called a distribution of galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Ionization lines.
We did it before.
Yes, don't include flux spectrum.
Prisms?
Yeah, that counts. Low ionization. Well, weaker 3 should be in.
Mm-hmm.
And low ionization.
They're low vowels, aren't they?
I mean.
Low vowel is a separate class of source.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That
I don't know if high vowels are, but low vowels are.
They are. Mm-hmm. It's a big joke.
Oh, okay.
High vowels. Next.
I should think about that.
Yeah, that's
mission line candidates.
That means objects that are identified
yes,
and may be at a particular redshift, isn't it? Yeah.
Continuum, I think, should be in. Well, that's what we do.
Yeah,
continuum must be continuum flux, should be in.
Well, you haven't been earlier, have you?
I thought we had.
I don't remember about the last two. We've been putting in a continuum flux.
Have you? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we weren't doing broadband detections, but we were doing, yeah. That's a nice teeth. My teeth. Now, what are we doing if...
Radio lab quasar should be in, and Z equals 2 shouldn't.
And what
the
were we
rule
doing?
Was to leave it in, was it?
I don't know if we're looking at language speak. Well, each conduct is a separate entity.
That's different. Yeah, that's for things marked with and.
Mark subsections of entities. No, that's different. Doesn't really say.
Yeah, I think so.
So we need a rule for that.
Is it goo again, or is it really z equals 2?
Z equals 2 is, means at a certain distance.
Mm-hmm.
So that shouldn't be in, but radio loud quasars is a thing.
Oh, right.
So it's whether to include the z equals 2 in that.
Mm-hmm. If it was radio loud quasar, then you would mark it as one thing.
Yeah.
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 I think it makes sense to mark the whole thing as one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you.
That's what I was for you. no.
Yes, take it out.
Okay. Haunted, isn't it? Spectral components.
No.
X-ray binaries.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mission line objects.
No, I can't show that.
Either of them.
Yeah.
Radio quasar should be
source type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like you've done one and not the other. And you're right, because one's line formation and one's line profile.
Yeah. Yeah.
components.
Yeah. We can get rid of that, can't we?
Yeah, I think so.
All the line stuff.
The galaxy or
galaxy?
Galaxy.
Given that it is the galaxy.
It should be the galaxy,
it should be the galaxy, yeah.
So
HVC complexes.
I don't know what HVC stands for, but since they're complexes we can cross that. You know what HVC stands for?
Does. And then to lie in the direction of high velocity clouds.
High velocity clouds.
Yeah, I should have that.
That's right.
ICM.
Mm-hmm. Scuba, that's an instrument.
Sometimes anyone who works.
Right there, should be this, it probably is, that's probably.
No, but no, you're right, and this should be red as well. It should all be.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Now that energy had different. I missed that one.
It's a line. I don't think that matters very much.
Just keep HV to a hint, given that we're not putting line width itself.
Okay.
Even line width is kind of. You can have flux.
Right.
Nope, not that line, but we want enhanced.
Sure.
We wanted, and this is relative, we wanted modifiers of spectral lines, e.g. weak board lines.
But enhanced relative to what?
Weak word relative to what though?
It's all relative, but it's still a modifier of that line.
Okay.
Sorry, the AGN, there should be one entity, right? The was it the, according to the acronym?
Yes, that's right.
Mark the whole string as one entity, acronym?
No,
but
only when it's embedded.
Yeah.
Oh, but the second one. Or is included beside.
Yeah.
Mark it all as one entity.
Yeah, that's right.
I look what I was doing now.
Yeah, because I don't know how many times I've missed that.
Yeah, so.
Weak emission. Should be in there.
Yeah, okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Including emission.
Are you?
Yeah, extended emission is extended. We've not been including extended emission.
No, that's true, so we should land on either of us.
No.
Yeah.
But then we
no,
weak emission levels is just a way of
yeah.
saying, yeah.
No.
I agree.
No,
nothing
at all.
Starburst contribution.
That's not a sentence.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, that's
right. Red engine should be in.
Okay.
Board line emission in the west frame UV should be one.
We weren't doing components.
No.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a radio transfer thing. So they mean photons in the lines escape. Not that that's not something you can point to. I don't think that counts.
Yes, that's true. Continuum source should be in.
Mm-hmm. the name of that telescope?
Dunno.
Yeah, and the AAT is an observatory as well, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but.
Yes, but it's also a telescope. I think if there's no other way of describing it, that telescope. The CPI informed me the telescope is must be what it's called, otherwise they call it a name.
It's the band game actually usually.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
If we're
including observatory but prefers if it's part of the proper name.
Yeah, thank you.
But then we have to include 4 metre as well.
Yeah.
Yes. Part of the telescope? No, just 1 metre.
Yeah.
Oh no, it should. Iron and absorption. Is it contamination from blended iron and absorption bags? No, it's not.
What is that comma doing?
If the comma wasn't there, it would be in.
Accounting for galactic reddening contamination from blended iron. What they mean is blended
iron
lines. Lines.
Yeah.
So they do mean iron lines, though.
Yes,
yeah,
it should be in.
Yeah.
And we're keeping binding strength.
Yeah.
Continuum flux, so
we should have
all of
them. We're doing that, yeah. QSO.
I don't think that's a separate class of quasar.
I don't know what that quasar is. I don't know what that means either.
One
damp line and alpha QSO is. It's not a source of classical.
No.
Yeah. DAWDs.
What's DAW? WDs. 25 of DA type and 6
yeah,
of DT type.
It has hydrogen or helium in the atmosphere.
Okay, so it is a different class.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
We're not supposed to be components.
No.
It's in need of them.
Okay.
But all guys.
Or yes.
Yeah.
No absorption. That should be negative. Also.
Yeah. Low luminosity QSOs. No. People talk about them a lot, but
yeah.
Well, we're doing ultra luminous galaxies.
Yeah.
So we should do.
I guess you could deep it then.
Yeah.
Physically distinct.
They are as much as ultra-luminous galaxies are.
Yeah.
Okay. No absorption lines.
Yeah.
Try not to be associated.
Regions. I shouldn't have done that.
Yes, you should.
Oh, A and D.
And we. Gosh, what are we going to do about A and D?
No, that's the conjunct rule. I'm right here, I think.
Yes, you are,
yes,
yeah. Strong, soft X ray flux. Yeah,
we
can put
that there.
That's associated with absorption lines.
Oh, right. In the AAL outflow,
region, though,
is it? Yeah, that doesn't count.
And absorption is not that.
That doesn't count.
Now this is the conjunct rule again.
I didn't.
Mean wings of this,
okay.
And this, and this.
Yeah.
And this is one double line. And this. And presumably that's.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I think if the line's too long, you can
highlight
it.
Oh, I highlighted
it
as one. Right.
And I highlighted it separately, it should be separate.
Okay.
What does N think? Because that is not marked in the
I think if the line's too long, it's only in the bottom line, because Olivia would have marked from blue all the way to the end as one long line.
No, sorry, I mean the so
the
so
end
more
of the end as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it probably wasn't just as intrinsic, because Olivia
right.
wouldn't have started marking at 14:02 on the two lines above. Yeah, but I think it's just missing out the printing if the line goes over the end.
Oh, I see.
If you
so your end
look
stuff.
At what Olivia's
done,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah.
Olivia wouldn't have just highlighted that little line.
Right.
She would have highlighted the whole thing.
Yeah.
So end probably.
So you must be setting setting for the solution where you mark all conduct.
Yes, and it just hasn't printed that.
Yeah.
But it is marked, I think.
Right.
So components don't count.
Mm-hmm.
Continuum source, does that count?
Shouldn't be.
Okay. Our sellers, that's right.
But it's all, is that also the name of the source?
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it should be this one plus the pink.
Yeah. Line
rods.
I think that should be it.
That's a way of saying line width, though. We don't mark line
that's
width.
True. Well, okay, yeah. So again, rich iron spectrum. You're probably right. To the feature of the spectrum. Does that make it a spectrum feature?
Something that you can point to, right?
Yeah.
Well, kind of. It's, and if you had a spectrum, you have all the lines of lots of different elements, and you have to work out all the ones which are ion lines, then after that you look and say, has a line.
It's the feature
yeah.
of the whole spectrum,
yeah.
You can't say
that's
a rich iron
spectrum.
That's right.
This is a rich iron spectrum.
Yeah, so that means it's like a derived property.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it's not a spectral feature, it's a spectrum.
That's not different. Should it go in?
Yes. Giant electrical explosions. You were in mind.
Oh yeah, are giant elliptical spectrums? I don't know.
Yeah.
They are separate, but are they a separate class? I think they probably are.
Okay.
Ionized emission.
If you're doing emission from high.
Yes,
yeah.
Not ionized. No.
Really?
Mm.
Well,
you can point to ionized emission rather than.
She was allowed emission from high excitation whatnot. And that's exactly
emission
the same.
From high excitation lights.
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah.
the same.
It's pointing, they were saying that there's a high excitation emission and there's not high excitation.
Okay,
yeah.
If you both think so. Yeah.
Well, I'm not certain if high excitation should go in, but if high excitation should go in, I think ionized means the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, okay.
Line ratio.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Oh,
I've got X-ray source.
R117.
Now I line see that one should all be one with the red inside it.
No, that's. This is
yeah.
describing the band you do the observations of?
It's quite in the line of rhythm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that counts?
I think so.
Well, you proved it before when you said this has been detected.
Right,
okay. I think should be.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those shouldn't be there, should they?
No.
Click planners is not systems, yeah.
Well, hang on though, but is it just describe your mechanism there? It isn't an special feature such as
No, I think it's a special feature. You can point to the damp line of absorption. In the same way, you can point to HB to emission, although HB to emission is a process.
I think this is what we agreed to cross out before, isn't it?
No, damp line of absorption systems we crossed out.
Mm-hmm.
We also crossed out.
I think it's a process.
I think it's a process too.
I think, especially when they're saying we're choosing low redshift absorption. That's not really something you can point to.
You can point to low redshift damp line of absorption because you're shifting the spectrum there.
Not too fast, I don't think.
Would it be if it was HB to absorption? You just to have a low redshift. Phrase ours with HB for absorption, you put in.
I'm not sure.
Because it's a spectral feature. I think that's my mouth absorption.
It's whether it's a process or a feature. But I can't remember what we've done before.
Because we've. Every feature is produced
well,
by
a process. Well, if it was absorption in that line of mouth clouds, you'd not mark absorption.
Yes, it depends what this when it means with low redshift damp line alpha cloud absorption. If it was damp line alpha absorbance, that would be different. But I think absorption.
I do think it's a process, I think.
It's a process, but it also produces a spectral feature. Where you can say there's the damp line alpha absorption.
There's
yeah,
well
that's true. In the same way that you said HP2 emission is a process.
Yeah.
Well we both marked it, so that's
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Microquasars. They're dubbed microquasars.
Yeah. That means it's a new kind of.
Is it going to be a decent source type in the future? I haven't heard it referred to since. But
yeah.
But just talk about the microquasar.
Yeah, but they've made up that word.
Yeah, I think you're right. They have made. On the other hand, if we're having hyperluminous galaxies where you know they've just got ultra-luminous and ooh, even more hyperluminous.
Yeah.
Well, someone must have made that up for the first time.
But do they. What defines a microquasar?
Something with a hyperluminous galaxy being very, very clean.
But
I guess deeper. Yeah.
I reckon a dwarf amorphous nuclei star.
I've made that one up, so I've never done that one before.
There's not been more than one study of dwarf amorphous nuclear starburst galaxies.
Yeah.
So that, do we say we take that out?
Yeah, okay. But what about the acronym? Because that's
yeah, that's got it.
That should be
yeah. Okay.
Starburst nuclei. You're right. Oh. The object.
Oh.
If it was starburst galaxies, it would be in there. Starburst nuclei refers to a region of
yeah,
an object,
that's
not
right.
Observed separately.
Yeah, that wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, what happened also? You found that dwarf amorphous blah blah galaxies, that's not a proper name, but you still include the acronym? Or?
Because the acronym has starburst galaxies in it, and the X. And if the acronym includes it.
All right, okay.
It has to be in there. Continuing flux, yeah. EV and optimal emission line. Ratios.
I think all that goes in, doesn't it?
We wouldn't have line ratios.
No.
So, yeah.
Optical emission should be in there though. No, it shouldn't.
No,
yeah. No, it modifies ratios.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've highlighted this in red and then the whole thing in green. Because type two
right.
Says allergies are normal.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
Right. As long as this is
plus red.
TB gamma ray emission.
We weren't doing lower band
detection.
Right.
Using the Whipple air.
That's definitely an instrument.
It is, yes. Very stupid, but it is.
Right, you're right there.
FBS objects shouldn't be in there.
What does it mean?
NM is the object.
Yeah, you're right.
And the MAMA scan machine is
the
an instrument.
Instrument.
So it's not
yeah.
A telescope, it's an instrument.
Did you mind that?
Right.
And the other one we stopped after 4 meter.
Oh yes, it should be
there as well.
No, we should manage some higher.
We did it this way before.
Yeah. Absorption features. We continue.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Continuum radiation.
No.
Neither.
Airline region emission.
Yeah.
That's
the emissions out and now
we're
using.
Yeah, we're done.
No amount of emissions should be in.
Yeah. White dwarfs is a source type.
SP Loba is a source type.
Yeah, you're right.
Stupid bit, maybe anyway, his. Oh, the Keck Observatory. Yes, we did decide Keck.
Keck is
good.
Yeah. We didn't allow iron spectrum, so we shouldn't allow H or helium 2 spectrum either.
Yeah, that's right.
At all. Yeah. And we shouldn't allow emission.
Yeah.
Piece of electronic.
Yeah.
Radio quasars?
Radio quasars.
Oh, no, radio loud and radio quieter.
But radio quasars means radio loud quasars.
It does. Yeah.
UVXS is all right.
What's
that feature? We weren't doing fast spectrum quasars, were we?
No.
Were we?
I think they're separate class. Yes, we're not putting them in spectrum, but I think
right.
We are putting them in. Because it's so broadband, but yes, they are separate.
Right. You're right there. Mind strengths.
No,
means unabundant, yeah. I did my script.
Okay.
Wow.
It's under a proper name, but it's got a capital T.
Yeah.
Well,
very
good. Hooray! Well,
excellent.
But once we got them identified, a lot of them were
yeah.
The same problem
yeah.
Getting around and around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the been in here? And what's the point? Can I get to it without
No,
having a little
bit of wire,
isn't
it?
Excuse me,
camera.
Do we need to remain
wired
up, or are we done?
I think that's it, isn't it? I think so, we're done.
Excellent.
Well, thank you very much.
Sure.
I'll turn them off.
Well, you have a Melissa note up down here.
Mm.
Do
Tell
it
me
all day long.
You can just do it. Well, nothing next to there, so it's a nil at least. Just a bit of ice then. That was very straightforward. Yeah, not so bad. We've had a lot of agreements. Are we all going to the observatory?
I'm not going to my other office in this.
Well, I was going to say, well, take a taxi, but it's just me and the other one. Wait for a bus or something.
Oh, can you just hold that?
Cycle.
Yeah.